Good morning, listening to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Jenny Cross, who's Director of Sustainability for Mohawk. Jenny, how you doing?
I'm doing well, thanks.
We're at Greenbuild 2009 in Phoenix, and I was going to ask you, starting off, how do you think this compares to what we saw in Boston last year?
You know, I think it might be even a little bit bigger. They're telling us, at least from a vendor standpoint, they sold out space, and that wasn't the case in Boston. Now, they had an awfully big hall in Boston, but they didn't quite sell out the space for what they were doing, have grown. People-wise, I think it's a little early to tell, but I'm impressed so far.
I definitely can confirm that there's 1,800 exhibitors, and this is the largest the Greenbuild's ever been from an exhibit standpoint. And like you say, I mean, it's such a big space. They've got booths on the first floor and booths on the third floor. And with it spread out, you really can't get a grasp of what the crowd is, can you?
No, you can't yet. But I will say one thing about Phoenix, 82 degrees versus 28 in Boston, it's a little bit better here.
It's good from a weather standpoint. I just think, though, when you think about coming to Greenbuild, you really want the A&D community, and there might be a critical mass of A&D up in that northeast corridor that you just might not get down here in Phoenix.
Probably so, but I think you also pick up a lot of West Coast from the California area that this is a little bit easier for. Arizona, Phoenix, Scottsdale area, when it comes to green building, they've been doing a long time. Some of your residential builders, some of the best ones are here. So I think it's a good mix. Nice to change it up a little bit for those that might live on this side of the country. So,
and looking at your space here, I can see that you've got modular carpet on the flooring. You have some of the components, the raw materials that make up your products in these glass cases. And then on the back, it looks like you are spotlighting some projects. Tell me about that.
Yeah, I think one way to capture it is sort of more of a case study environment this year than just product related. You know, the Mohawk Group actually has the carpet in the USGBC headquarters in Washington, D.C. So what we have on the wall as a primary actor for the commercial group is that project. LEED Platinum, gorgeous building, great carpet in it. So that's what you see there. On the other side, representing residential, is a project we did with Global Green USA in New Orleans, where we put our Pure Bond Mohawk hardwood in there, which very low VOC, no formaldehyde added. And if you know about the floods in New Orleans, one of the primary things was the toxicity of the water. It had so much formaldehyde in it from the wood and everything that it swept through. That was a huge issue. So that product made a lot of sense for their project.
When you come to this show and you see, I think we talked earlier about interacting with A&D, it's not really, people aren't here to look at products as much as they are to hear about your sustainability story, is that right?
Absolutely, and the companies that they're dealing with. You know, the A&D community is very sophisticated in how they do business. They almost expect products to be sustainable, and then they want their companies to be too. So I think the representation, not only in flooring but in other categories here, is very much that. So that's the discussions that are being had.
Mohawk, as we all know, is the largest company in the flooring space. And you have, you know, Dale Tile, you have Unilin, you have Columbia. And you're here kind of representing all of those brands, aren't you?
Well, I do. And what I do, I'm more of a corporate role with sustainability now. Now that's relatively new. And, of course, thank you for putting the announcement up. We do have a lot of different business units. We do still operate very entrepreneurial. Whether it's commercial or residential or the different segments. So we're proud of that. But every once in a while, you need to pull it all together and have an IND story, and that's what I do.
All right, well, right before we say goodbye, I want to just ask you real quick, where's Bill Kilbride?
Bill Kilbride is back at the office doing all the work, and I'm out here having some fun. How's that?
Okay, sounds good. I might add that for those people who didn't see the news, that Bill Kilbride is Mohawk's newly appointed Chief of Sustainability on top of his day job of running Mohawk Home. Anyway, we have been talking to Jenny Cross at the Mohawk Space at Greenbuild, and you've been listening to Kemp Haar and FloorDaily.net.